Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting fifth. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting third. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Naran. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Pitching for the California Angels, John Candelaria. And now, play ball. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mormon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0 for 1 in the game. Naran hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pettis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Angels. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Angels. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mormon hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0 for 2 in the game. Naran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calderon strikes out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joyner strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Ray Searage now pitching. George Hendrick pinch hits for Rupert Jones. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Pettis scores. Jackson moves to third. DeCinces moves to second. It's 3-0, Angels. Gene Nelson now pitching. Bobby Grich pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Devin White now playing left field. George Hendrick now playing right field. Bobby Grich now playing SE. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ken Williams. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.